The DA throws the book at accused looters.
He is looking at a maximum sentence of life in prison.
Lawsuits claim the power company started the devastating fire in Altadena.
There's eyewitness reports, there's photographic evidence, and there's video evidence.
And the mayor goes silent on us after getting crushed in the national media.
She, in an interview with the New York Times, promised that she wouldn't be a world traveler anymore.
It's January 13th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. The winds have been picking up. The worst of it starts early Tuesday morning. That's when we have another one of these particularly dangerous situation. Red flag warnings for serious winds. Weather Service saying it's not going to be as serious as last week's wind event, but you know, we have the active fires already. Everything else is bone dry. The hope is that we have enough crews around ready to deal with whatever pops up. But we'll be on it on KNX News, nonstop live coverage, 97.1 FM, 1070 AM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News on the Odyssey app. Search for KNX News. Follow us there. What I want to do today on the show is chat with our chief correspondent, Charles Feldman, who not only has been anchoring hours of coverage on this every day, but has also been talking to all his sources and contacts about all the various new developments. What we just have learned, we have serious criminal charges now against 10 people, one for an arson in Azusa that's not related to the big fires, and the others for looting in the fire zones.
And the warning shot remains. Do not go ahead and engage in looting, engage in internet scams, engage in price gouging. Do not violate evacuation orders.
You heard the DA, Nathan Hochman, Charles. He's really been trying to set a tone here, hasn't he?
Yes, and he's trying to also demonstrate a very marked difference between himself and the previous district attorney, Gascon. And he wants to convey this message, and he's doing it. He's been doing it almost every day, that things are different. There is, in effect, a new sheriff in town in the form of a new district attorney, and that he's taking these criminal acts, very seriously. And he is making examples of all of these people and sending out the message that if you want to loot or if you want to be up to some no good in these fire areas, you better think twice, three, and four times before you do it.
I was out in Brentwood a couple of nights ago, and the police there were telling me this is not overblown. They're getting calls all the time about this. We even heard of one at the vice president's house.
Yeah, and it is sad that when you have these events, there are always people who try to take advantage of it. And there are people who are looking, especially in the Pacific Palisades area, where you're talking about, you know, it's a fairly wealthy area. And so a lot of people figure that, nobody is there. Let's go and loot or take something. And it's really not a good idea.
The other new development we have today is a lawsuit, actually several lawsuits, regarding the start of the Eaton Fire in the Pasadena-Altadena area. The allegation is that it was SoCal Edison's equipment that started the fire. And we have seen this movie before in California, haven't we?
Yes, we have. And in fact, you know, if you look at all the potential causes of these kinds of fires, lightning strike is one. There was no lightning at the time of these fires. The next one is arson. The next one, of course, is accidental. But very high up on that list often is something to do with the power companies, whether it's a surge in the power grid or it's an electrical wire that, because of wind, touches something else and ignites a fire. This is all too often part of the problem in California, which is why a lot of people have said for years that these companies, the power companies, need to be more vigorous in moving power lines underground so that they are not impacted by environmental conditions.
Now, the attorneys that filed at least one of these lawsuits say they have video evidence of SoCal Edison equipment sparking the fire. So far, as we're recording this, we haven't seen that video, but they claim to have it as evidence in this lawsuit, which would be really damning for SoCal Edison, which, by the way, has already essentially admitted there's an investigation into whether its equipment started the Hearst fire. They haven't gotten back to us when we asked about this one.
And we should point out that by state law, these companies, utilities, have a legal obligation to report to the state whether or not they think there is any issue whatsoever that might have contributed to a fire. Otherwise, it's an offense. So,
and there are actually new rules that require them to disclose that publicly immediately.
You're absolutely right. So if any of these fires originated because of an issue with any of the public utilities, I think it's fair to say that we will find out about it one way or the other shortly.
On to the other side of this, which is the politics. Front page of the New York Times today, you came into my office and you said, it really hits you different when you see it in print, right?
Oh, totally. And we should tell people what that is. Of course, on the front page of the New York Times was their lead story that essentially said that while the city of Los Angeles was burning, its mayor, Karen Bass, was not here. Where was she? She was in Africa. She went there as part of a delegation that she says was appointed by the White House. But the problem is that while she was there, it's true that she left prior to the fires. However, while she was there, we were starting to get these really dire warnings, unprecedented, in fact, from various weather services saying we are going to have enormous winds, dangerous winds. The fire conditions are horrible. She did not, according to the Times story, quickly enough turn around and come back. And more importantly, the Times story mentioned that a few years ago, when she was running for the office, she, in an interview with the New York Times, promised that she wouldn't be a world traveler anymore, which she was when she was in Congress, that she would concentrate on the city of Los Angeles. And so what the Times goes on in the headline to say is that it was a promise broken.
And her people defended it by calling it a miscommunication. And when she became the mayor, everybody realized that mayors of Los Angeles always travel all over the world.
Well, they do and they don't. Yeah, yes, they do. But she was in Paris several times. Yes, it was associated with the Olympics, which, of course, L.A. is going to host in 2028. But, the city is in a very bad condition prior to the fires. Our economy is bad in the city of Los Angeles. There's the homeless issue that the mayor, after all, ran on as her primary issue. So one can make the argument that regardless of what previous mayors may or may not have done, that perhaps it would have been better for the current mayor to focus her attention on the city of Los Angeles and its myriad problems.
It occurs to me, Charles, and correct me as somebody who's covered politics in this town for a long time, that people temper their expectations about things like the mayor being able to solve homelessness. Everybody knows on some level that problem's not going to get solved in one mayoral administration. But a basic expectation that people have for the mayor of Los Angeles is that they will not be inexplicably in Ghana when a crisis breaks out.
That's absolutely true. I mean, look, this is and there's no other word for it. It's an overused word, but it is the word. This is a disaster in Southern California. It is a disaster for the city of Los Angeles. I would make the argument, and I did when we were talking, I think, earlier, I would argue that in many ways it eclipses the Northridge earthquake in its severity, in the scope, in the numbers of people that it is impacting, and perhaps most importantly, in the future ability for the city to recover from this. And because of all of those factors, I think that people are less forgiving of their political leaders. When they are hurting, when they no longer have a home, when they no longer have their possession, and in fact, when people have actually died, and we still don't know the total numbers yet, I think people want their leadership present and accounted for, and they don't want them to be a disembodied voice on a telephone.
Talking about the comparisons to Northridge, I looked that up yesterday, and I think it was, if you account for inflation in 2025 money, $43 billion in damage from Northridge.
Yeah.
This is going to be worse.
Far eclipse it.
Can Karen Bass recover from this?
That's a good question. I mean, the public often has short memories about certain things, especially when it involves politicians. They tend to have long memories on things that hit them either personally with their family or personally in their wallet. This fire hits people in both places, right? It hits them in terms of their home, their family, their ability to make a living. it's always hard to predict the future, but I would hazard a guess to say that the mayor is going to face an uphill battle if she wants to, and she has, I think, already signed up to run again. But I think that it's going to be a very tough road for her.
It was noteworthy that up until Saturday, the city and county were having press conferences separately. The mm-hmm. county was calling their press conferences one voice, except yes. there was another voice speaking at a different press conference. We asked why that was. We were told by sources in, from certain county officials that the mayor's team had gone silent on them.
Mm-hmm.
By Sunday, they were having press conferences together, but the mayor was like the eighth speaker, which is, you know, usually the mayor is the person out in front in terms of leadership.
And you're referring to the very public dispute, if you will, between Mayor Bass and the Los Angeles City Fire Chief. The fire chief, who after all serves at the pleasure of the mayor, went a bit maverick on the mayor. She went on local television, actually on national yeah. TV too, with a complaint that the city budget cuts in the past couple of years left the fire department in a condition that it was unable to adequately fight things like this particular firestorm. That, as you know, Alex, led to a closed-door meeting, which is never good, between the mayor and her fire chief. There were rumors on Friday swirling around that the mayor had either fired the fire chief or the fire chief was forced to resign. Those were denied by the mayor and the fire chief. But it is interesting to note that the mayor also said something at a news conference just over the weekend that any differences, therefore recognizing that there are differences, any differences, she said, that she has with the fire chief will be worked out in the future in private. I think that that is something in private that really needs to be very much in public.
Any differences that the mayor and fire chief have are matters of public interest.
Totally.
I agree with
any
you
of the differences, if they led to either the problems leading up to the fire itself, or the way to reconstruct the city adequately after and to make changes perhaps in the way the fire department handles it, all of those are public issues. None of that is something to be discussed behind closed doors.
And by the way, we would love to be talking to the mayor herself about this and get her perspective on it. How are you doing on making that happen?
I have texted the mayor directly. I have texted her communications director directly. So far, crickets.
Enough said. Charles Feldman, thank you.
You're welcome.
And that's the LA Local for this 13th of January, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 13 dealerships. See the inventory, all 12 dealerships, lacarguy.com, 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app, search for KNX News. We're covering the fires 24/7 nonstop on 97.1 FM. Odyssey app, search for KNX News. 1070 AM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. Be safe. Take care.